In honor of our next guest, we are changing the morning show to the WEOL Smart Show.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, you get smart this, smart that. And Jennifer Jolly, tech expert from Techist, joins us this morning. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We are great. So we're changing it to the Smart Show because everything always seems... Is there a government requirement? What does smart mean? How do we know it's the truth in advertising when they put smart on this technology? You've gone through a lot of that stuff. What seems to be the case for that? What does that really mean?
Smart means it does something that normally a human would have to do, but now a gadget can take over. For instance, one of my favorite gadgets, iRobot's BravaJet M6 robot mop, it actually does the mopping for you at the push of a button or the tap of an app. That's smart.
I like it. Well, the robot mop, that's a great phrase for that, too. I like that sort of thing. What are some of these things? You also have light bulbs. We've mentioned these before, I think.
Do they
have a speaker in them or something?
This has been the hottest gadget of the holiday season. It's one of my top 35 gadgets of the whole entire year. It's the GE LED Plus speaker bulb. It's a bright light that lets you stream music via Bluetooth, or you can stream your favorite radio station through Bluetooth through the actual bulb. You screw it in, turn it on, connect it to your mobile device. It takes about a minute and fills every room with the sound of music or the sound of your favorite talk radio. You can even sync up to 10 bulbs at one time. No wires, no Wi-Fi, no complicated setup. Everyone I know has gotten this so far this year, and it's part of GE's LED Plus series, which offers a light plus one other smart function. And the other family favorite for us includes the backup battery bulb, which keeps your lights on even, say, if a winter storm hits and your power goes out. You can even use it as a flashlight if you need to.
Jennifer, what does one of these light bulbs, run for, cost?
Well, that backup battery bulb starts around $20 at Walmart, and the speaker bulb is around $35 also at Walmart.
Wow.
Yeah. What does Edison think of all this stuff with the light bulb turning into all of these things? But it's amazing what technology and different companies are able to sort of pivot, in a sense, take what they have, something that's over 100-some years old, and make it into something that is really unique. Let's talk about some other things we got. Headphones are always popular this time of the year. They fit, they're getting smaller and smaller or bigger and bigger. What direction are we going with these headphones?
Well, I'm talking to you through Samsung's Galaxy Buds Live wireless earbuds, because if there's ever been a year to kind of tune out the world with a great set of noise-canceling headphones, this is it. And these are really fun because they come in these vibrant new colors like mystic red or blue. So unlike earbuds of the past, when everyone in my whole family stole them and claimed them as their own because they all looked identical, these you could get your own colors, and I love that. And then they fit. It's like they've been nicknamed the bean because they fit in your ear. They kind of just nestle in and sit in there. It feels like a custom fit. Sound quality is epic, even on default settings. But you can tweak and personalize the audio profile in the Galaxy Wearable app. And then everything I'm talking about today, the price is fantastic. Lots of sales going on. These start around $170, but if you go to their website at Samsung.com, you can find lots of extra discounts and potentially even get some trade-in credits, too.
We're talking to our tech expert, Jennifer Jolly. I keep hearing different streaming services. Once you think you've got the major players figured out, somebody else shows up, or it's a tangential one from another company. How do we kind of keep all of those things straight? And because sometimes you have to get involved with them to see if they have what you want, right? The programming and things like
that. Well, the latest, exactly right. And the latest company to throw their hat into this streaming ring is T-Mobile. They have a hub called the T-Vision Hub. It's an Android-powered HDMI device. It helps cut the cable cord and save money on streaming without sacrificing access to all your favorite shows and apps and music and games. It works with more than 8,000 different applications, so lots of content to be had there. The hub also supports high def and 4K video quality, and then it has one remote that does everything, which that's been a huge problem solver for me. We used to have to juggle between 6 different remotes to watch one TV show. One remote does it all. It's voice activated, so you can just use your voice to even work some of your smart home gadgets as well. They have another great deal on this. It's $50. You can find it at their website or in stores, and it's just one of several low-cost, high-value tech deals that I've seen brewing around the T-Mobile world this holiday season.
I'm concerned if my wife gets into this stuff where she can speak to these other technology things. She won't speak. She won't speak to me because she won't have me to be the one that she can. Well, then again, maybe that's not such a bad idea. Let's talk about some other things. Security. We have people bringing a lot of packages to our house because we're ordering all this stuff online and bringing it. What about security around our home and things we need? Is there things that are new this year?
Well, this one can't solve the porch pirate issue, but it can solve just about every other cybersecurity issue you're worried about. It's called Sophos Home, and they also have a giant deal going on right now, just under $60 for 2 years of security protection across all of your devices. So it works on Macs, PCs, Android, and iOS, and safeguards against all those things you're always warned about, like ransomware, viruses, malware, all kinds of nefarious bugs. It's super simple to use, and you can protect other people's gadgets. So I use it to protect my parents' gadgets, my college-age daughter's gadgets. From an app on my phone, I can help watch over and protect them no matter where I am in the world. So you can find their special deal on their website at home.sophos.com/gift.
You mentioned about you have this on your site, there were about 35 gadgets for 2020. And I just had you a bit of giant montage or a picture collage of it. In the middle of this, there's a coffee pot. It looks like a tea kettle, some giant kettle. There's technology in kettles in this as well?
Oh, my gosh, there really is. That's a smart kettle because somebody decided you should never, ever microwave your water ever again. That kettle is kind of magical, and it looks really, really beautiful. It's the Balmuda electric kettle. It's $180. It has a power base, an LED indicator, remarkably lightweight. So if you drink tea or use fancy coffee brewing contraptions, an electric kettle is a must. Although I have to say, I'm going to go back to that Brava Jet M6 robot mop. I've tested all the robotic vacuums and mops this year. This one is by far the best. It has come so far in such a few short years. It wet and dry mops, learns maps, adapts from room to room. So if you really love that special person in your life and you want to take some housework away from working from home, that's the right gift to get them. That kettle, that's a nice addition. Once you have all these other things taken care of, that's kind of icing on the cake gift.
Sure. Well, you have to do the hard work in order to sit and relax and enjoy a nice cup of tea at some particular point. Now, Jennifer, if we want to find out more about some of these things you've talked about today, including those light bulbs, where do we go get good information?
You get all of the information that you hear, anything you hear me talking about, at my website, which is techish, techish.com, including the weird, wacky, awesome contraptions that made my top 35 list this year.
I see a Pac-Man video game. I'm going to investigate some of that. So we appreciate your time, Jennifer. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.